program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.
Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
My message. I want to minister today according to the Spirit of the Lord in the subject that I title Limit Removers. I don't know what is your limit today, but the Lord will remove it away from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The limit remover is in this house. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say a better amen than that. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. He always do his things with people. God is so big. Listen to me. I'm not downgrading God. I know a lot of us believe that, yes, there's nothing that God cannot do. I know. I'm telling you. God can do all things. But he's going to do it through mankind. God is a big God. The Bible declared to me that he's so big. God is so big that the whole heart cannot contain him. He's as big as anything that you cannot, if you have to imagine it, you can't even imagine it. The Bible says God is so big. I was trying to like imagine it yesterday when I was preparing this message. The Bible said to me that God is so big to the extent that the heart cannot contain him. And the heart that we are in right now is so small to the extent that God uses the heart to be his footstool. Now listen to me. Now, I thought within my heart that what kind of a foot is that? What kind of a foot? Now, it's not talking about UK. It's not talking about Africa. It's not talking about US alone. He said the whole wide world. God used it as just a footstool. Can you tell me how that field will be big? How big that field? Sometimes you need to imagine. It's not giant. You can't use the word giant. It's too big than giant. God is so mighty. God is so great. Praise the name of the Lord. But now, let me say this to you. These people now were destroyed because they have no time. Put it behind your mind. God has designed the world that whether you like it or not, you will need someone in your life. It's not just someone, but people. Mordecai need Esther. We need people. He said, I need you. He sent she sent Hezekiah to the people and said, go and fast for me. Let these people fast for me. You need people that will be fasting for you. I'm telling you a fact now. I'm going somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. You might think that you don't need anyone. But I'm telling you under the anointing of the Lord that you need limit remover. I said earlier on that we are talking about limit remover. I need it in my life. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Listen. Some of us, we get to a situation whereby we are rich, whereby you get your residential permit, you have the car, you have everything that you need, you look around yourself, you have some amount in your account, and you just think, you know what, after all, I have all that I have, but I don't need anybody. I don't need no one. Baby, you are kidding yourself. You need someone. Now, let me bring you back to memory lane. As big as you are, as tall and as mighty as you are, when you are coming to the world, you cannot come by yourself. It took two people to bring you to this world, a man and a woman. They have to agree together. They've got to meet together and bring you to this world. Is there anybody in this house can give me a witness in the hell? You cannot come by yourself. You have to come through a woman. That woman, you disfigure her. That woman was sick. That woman, you have to change that diet. That woman, as big as you are, you have to change the diet of that woman. The woman was vomiting for 3 months. After 3 months, she got better. After some time, her flat belly has to shoot out. And when it was time for you to be delivered, that woman cannot deliver you alone. It took some people, some doctor and midwife, to come together in that labor room to come and deliver you. As big as you are, you cannot come out by yourself. Is there anyone in this house that can be a witness to me right now? Now I can't hear the church say something now. Now I can't hear the church say something now. I can't hear the church say something now. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need me and I need you. You need people around you. You need people. No matter how beautiful and how big you are, listen to me, you cannot reproduce by yourself. You need people. No, that is a fact. I say you need people. I say you need people. Listen to this. This is very, very important. Whatever you achieve in life, whatever you do. Now, listen to me. Have you seen anyone that they say, I'm getting married and there is no groom or bride? You can't do it by yourself. You need somebody to be by your side. You need somebody to kiss you that day. You need somebody to say, I take thee as my wife and as my husband. Better for what or further. You can't do it by yourself. Praise the name of the Most High God. I say you need somebody in your life. And listen to this. This is very, very important. When it's time for you to go back to the Lord, you can't do it by yourself. If he take the spirit away and the dead body is there, you can't put yourself in the grave. That casket, you need people to put you in it. When they put you in the casket, you need people to put you in the grave. There's nothing you can do by yourself. These people were destroyed. Why? Because they have no ties with people. They have no one. They are not tied to some people. They are not. People are crucial to your destiny. But I pray for you today that whatever that is crucial to your destiny, they will come your way. You didn't get that. Some people are sleeping. I said, whoever that is crucial to your destiny, you will meet them. Whoever that matters to your life, I said the Lord will bring them your way. I said, whoever that is going to push you to where your glory is, the Lord will bring them your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I said, people that matter for you to achieve your destiny, I said you will not miss them. No, say a big amen. You will not miss them. You will not miss them. You will not miss them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout a marvelous hallelujah. Listen. Even if you are talented, you need people. If you are a hairdresser and you can do any hair, you are nobody without people. A barber is nobody without people. If you are even selling something and you are good, and even the price is just, you make the price to be not too much, you are nobody without people. You need people to patronize you. Even if you are gifted and talented, let me say this to you. Your gift, the Bible says your gift make room for you. But somebody has got to discover your talent and your gift. Without that, you are no one. And people are actually, I want to talk to you today about people that remove limits away from your life. People that you don't, you can't do without. You need a lot of people in your life. God, I go to church alone. For you to get to where you are going into, you must have a relationship with God. For you to go to heaven, you need a relationship. It has to be you and Jesus. It has to be you and Jesus. For you to be saved, you need a relationship. You don't just say, I'm saved and saved, and you don't have Christ in your life. is the relationship must be established. You can't go to God and ask God for something. How can you actually ask God for something that you don't even have relationship with God? You can't come to me and say, give me your key. Where do we know each other from? Where do we know each other from? Where? There must be a relationship. For you to talk to God like a father, that this is my father, he must be your father. What brings about fatherhood is actually that he gave birth to you. He saved you. He's your father. That is the reason why you can come to God. But some of you, you are not in a relationship with God. You are just church goer. Did you hear what I just said? Some of you, you are just church goer. You don't have God. And if you want to be born again, you must have a relationship with Jesus Christ for you to be born again. Jesus Christ is the greatest limit remover. He is the one that can remove your limit. If you don't pray to God, that is the reason why you are limited. Did you hear what I said? You don't pray to God every day of your life. You wake up and go and come back home. That is the reason why you have embargoes in your life. That is the reason why you have obstacles in your life. That is the reason why things are not working better for you. Remember the song that we sing, that things are getting better for only one reason, because the Lord is in control. The only reason why things can get better for you is because you allow God to be in control of your life. You cannot get God to do anything in your life if you don't have a relationship with him. Can I have amen? Amen. The scripture said to me, no one comes to the Father except through the Son. Not through Allah, not through any other thing, not through Buddha, not through whatsoever, but through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the only Savior. The Bible says salvation does not come from the Most High God. Praise the name of the Most High God. Now listen to me. I'm going to give you number two. Number two, limit remover. Are you ready for this? So say amen if you are ready for this. Number two, limit remover in your life is your prophet. Your prophet is your limit remover. You need a prophet. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need a prophet. No, say it loud and say, you need a prophet. Ask yourself, who is your prophet? No, now, you're yourself. Now, leave that to anybody. Leave that. You within yourself, search through your life. Do you have a prophet? We are talking about relationship. Let's face reality in this house right now. Your prophet, who is your prophet? Some people, listen to me, in 52 weeks, they will go to 52 churches. In 7 days, they will have contact with 7 pastors and 7 prophets. Listen to me, because they have one for each day. That means you don't have your pastor. You don't have a prophet. You need a prophet. You need an overseer. You need somebody that will prophesy into your life. You need someone that you can call middle of the night, any time of the day, and we pick up a phone and we say, it is well with your soul. It is well with your life. It is well with your situation. Can somebody give God praise in this house right now? Listen to me. Write this down. Locate a prophet. Some people think the more prophet that you have, the more you will be blessed. You are kidding yourself. All what you need is your own prophet. Your own prophet that will be able to prophesy into your life. Listen to me. You need somebody that will oversee for you. Listen, if you have a prophet and you don't have a relationship with, that is not what we're talking about. If you have a prophet, you must have a relationship. I said earlier on, God is a God of relationship. There must be a connection. There must be a connection between you and your prophet. Listen to me. I'm going to expatiate. I'm going to divide it. You don't make your prophet to be your friend. It does not work. You're talking about your small God that you're going to see as people that when you see them, you see God. People that will lead you and show you the way. People that will tell you, don't go that way. If you go that way, you're going to fall. And you'll be able to hear that this is from the law. I'm not talking about false prophets, because there are many false prophets in the world. You've got to go on your knees. You've got to speak to the Most High God and tell the Most High God to give you your own prophet. The prophet from the Most High God that is full of fire, that sees from the law, that hear from the law, that people that we hear the voice of the Most High God.
Who could you be without your own prophet? Praise the Lord.
How can the prayer that Anna prayed receive authority and sanction from the Most High if she hasn't got a prophet? Listen to me. I got a revelation in my spiritual realm when I got to that stage, that Anna prayed until Eli said, that this time next year, you're going to come back here with your own child, with your own son. And that is what the Lord says. And it was so. Who is prophesying to your life? Listen, it got to a stage when I was preparing this. When Anna gave birth to that son, Samuel, she went back to the sanctuary where she was prophesied to that she's going to have that child. If it's in these modern days, Anna could have said, that prophet Eli called me a drunkard. I'm not going to go back there. How many times that people will wait until they receive their blessing and put at the point an accused finger to their prophet? How many times they wait until God answers my prayer, until I get my residential permit, until I bless and I christen the baby? When I christen the baby, I'm going to go and dedicate that child in another church. But listen to me, what the Spirit said to me. When Allah had the child, when Anna had this child, Samuel, he actually took that child back to the same prophet. Now, if you can be my prophet, I know you will not lead my son astray. I know if you can prophesy to my life, you can prophesy to this little boy's life, and it shall be so whatsoever that you say will come to pass in his life. So he took him back there. She did not see Eli as a pastor or a prophet that actually called him a drunkard. Who is your prophet? Who is your prophet? Who is prophesying to you? You must have a prophet. I'm not talking about big churches. I'm not talking about little churches. I'm not talking about medium churches. I'm not talking about white pastors. I'm not talking about good preachers. I'm not talking about people that can teach. I'm not talking about those who I'm talking about. Prophet of the Most High. That can remove your limit. Listen to me. They actually have anointing of the Lord upon their life. Can I say this? Can you take this and write it down? There's some limitation in your life that your own anointing cannot handle. I'm going to say that again. You can be born again donkey years. You can. Jesus' disciples, they try. They come back to him and said, we've tried to just cure this guy. Nothing is happening. He just said, in thy name, this day. And the guy was here. They were asking, why is it that we cannot do it? There's some limitation. There's some things that happens to you that your own prayer alone cannot handle it. Listen to me. That, you know what? When they are the prophet of the Most High God. Listen, there's some covenant that is in their life with God. God, when he called them, he anointed them. It's in the scripture. He empowered them. He actually stretched forth his hand and tapped their tongue and said, when you bind, Levite have a covenant, and God will not destroy his covenant. He's a covenant keeping God. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Listen to me. Listen, write it down. Your pastor don't have to run after you. Your prophet does not have to run after you. Run after your prophet. We are so arrogant and so purposed nowadays that you believe that your prophet has to run after you. Your prophet has to call you. You call up your prophet. And the scripture, they send people to prophet. And they say, can you see for us? If the way, should we go that way? David has to call. When they took in the message of the Most High God, their sons and their daughters and their church members. You didn't hear what I've just said. I said there are sons and there are daughters. And there's some that are church members. People that are following Christ, all of them are not disciples. They are disciples and they are crowd. But even when you have a good relationship with your prophet, immediately you call, they hear your voice. They say, oh, is that my son? God bless you. It is well with you. The hand of God is upon your life. Wherever you go, God go with you. As I'm just praying with you, I can hear this. You don't need to tell them to prophesy. But a true prophet will know. You don't call a prophet and just, hello, bye. No. If it's one word of prophecy comes out of their mouth. Thank you. Praise God. Who is your prophet? Who is prophesying to your life? Some of you have used your prophet as a toothpick. Ofitayi, yes. You've rubbed them. You've washed them on the floor. You've matched your own prophet. You cannot. Don't use your prophet as a toothpick. Can I hear somebody say amen? Listen to me. Listen to me. Prophet, they do have their own low time. Prophet, your prophet is a human being. Your pastor, for those of you that come here that I'm not your pastor, I want to tell you, your pastor has got their own time that they are not. I always say that to some people. I said there's flesh anointing and be in a position, because you know the lowest time of their life does not mean they are not qualified for your prophet. I will stand by you. I will be there for you, because one, the reason why I'm standing by you, I believe the anointing of the Lord that is upon your life. If you don't have a prophet, you need. They are limit remover. A real minister of God, your own prophet. I'm telling you, no matter how angry they are, when they see you, their mind calm down. Somebody came to my office and said to me, Pastor, you're angry. I said, you know what? No. If you are my daughter, no matter how a mother is angry to her daughter, what happened? In the next moment, it is gone. You embrace. If someone is not your prophet, he's the one that will say, I pray for you to be blessed, and I can restore your blessing. Who is your pastor? Who is your prophet? That is what I'm talking about today. You know what? You need them. Who will be praying for you? If you are in a position, when you see them, be their Aaron and their Hur. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me go quickly. Your prophet is someone that will present your case before the Lord day in, day out. They present your case before the Most High God. The next thing, quickly, if I can discuss three then, I'll leave the rest for next week. The next one, write it down. Write it down. It's platform. Platform. Let someone say platform. There are some people that are platform of your life. Listen. They remove limits away from your life. When I was sitting there in the morning, you can see me from head to toe. That is the purpose of platform.
people that raise you up. People that walk towards how you are going to move from miry clay to where the Lord wants you to be. The platform of your life. Listen to me. There are some people that will have to be the sycamore tree of your life. Without the sycamore tree, you cannot see Jesus. The man, Zacchaeus, was so short, but he needed the sycamore tree to be the platform of his life, to be able to be at that place where he will receive his salvation. People are your platform. Now, you might think I'm lying. Now, let me bring to witness that was a man that was called lame in the scripture. The house where Jesus was so filled up. No entrance. They can't come in through the door. Everywhere is packed full. What did they do? These four men stand as the platform of his life. They carry him on their shoulder. They climb to the top. They open the roof and drop him down. There's sometimes in your life that you will be low. You need platform that will lift you up. You need people. Still talk to your neighbor and say, you need people. I'm telling you now. I say you need people in your life that will be able to lift you. They will lift your head up for you. You cannot see Jesus without your sycamore tree. I'm telling you this now. Jesus himself. Thank you. Jesus himself. Listen to me. He actually needed a platform when he came to the world. First, John chapter 1:29 said John was the one that was proclaiming Christ. Listen, if the Son of God need a platform, who are you? Jesus needs someone to say somebody is coming. You need people that will point you out. Listen to me. Let me go quickly. You need people that will actually point you out. They are the people that will connect you to your destiny. They are the people that will connect you to your fame. They take you to a higher level. They are the platform that you stand upon. Now, when I was sitting there, you can't see me the way you are seeing me now. That is the platform of your life where you can be seen. People that will take you, remove you from where you are, they move you out of your from your feeling to the lamb light of the Most High God. And he says, so this person exists. I said, people that matters to your life, you will not miss them. May you find your platform. You are not saying any. I said, may you find your platform. I said, may you find your platform. I said, may you find your platform in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to this. There are places that you may not get to until you stand on this platform. Platform of people. Have you seen people that say, we will shoulder you? They put you here. When a child wants to reach to something up there, what does his father do? Put him on his shoulder. And now, that is what we're talking about. Platform. Listen, let me ask this question. Who is pointing you to the world? Who is showing you to people? And so, we have caught the finger that is pointing us with our tongue. The finger that is showing us, that is my pastor. Oh, that is my church member. Oh, that woman can do it, a lot of things. You've caught the finger out with your tongue by saying bad things about them. Listen to me. You slap at the back. You stab them at the back. Those ones that are actually pointing you, that are actually your platform, they bend to you and say, stay here. But instead of you staying there for the glory alone, you are stabbing them. Stabbing them. Stabbing them. Praise the name of the Lord. You know what?
Stop saying you don't need anybody. You cannot be who the Lord said you will be without someone. You can. You need somebody that will point you, that will tell you this is this person. Oh, I want you to know that God has created some people. They have what you don't have. The anointing you don't have, they have. The wisdom that you don't have, they have. The knowledge that you don't have, they have. What you cannot see, they can see. And they are the platform of your life. They back you up. They fence you. They make sure that you are stable. Now, if I misuse this spiritual or whatever parent, but there are some people in your life that will have to watch over you. People that will bless you with gifts. People that will be there that will help you to kill the Goliath that you cannot kill. People that will be there to fight for you like Moses when you are unable to beat the person that is fighting against you. Who is your mentor? Do you even have a mentor? You know what? Some of us, we look at our mentor, people that are supposed to be our mentor. You criticize them, you judge them with whatever you know about them. And you see them that they cannot be your mentor. If the Lord has placed them in your life as your mentor, no matter against all odds, they've got to be your mentor. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. Shout a marvelous hallelujah. I pray that God will send you your own mentor in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are the people, listen to me, that work for you behind you. Somebody that you can call. Someone that can bail you out of trouble. Whether spiritually or financially. Who do you have that you can call at any time that can bail you out of trouble? Financially. I'm talking about financially and spiritually. If you are in trouble, that you can actually call them and you are sure that if you call them, they will sort you out. Who is that person that you are looking up to? Let me tell you one thing. I see my husband as my mentor. People that can pressurize you to be perfect. Sometimes you don't like it, but they pressure you. They push you to where the Lord wants you to be. They push you to your glory, to your destiny. Who is pushing you? Who is talking to you? Who is helping you? Who is pressurizing you? Who is telling you what to do? And who is telling you not what to do? They are limit remover. They pressurize you to your perfection. Who is that person? Who is that person? People that have seen you crumble. People that have seen you at your lowest. People that have seen you when things are rough for you, but they still believe in you that you can make it. They are your mentor. Who is that person in your life? Somebody that will tell you, don't do this. And you say, yes, sir. It might not be your father. It might be your age mate. It might be older. You might be older than that person. It's not about age. Did you get what I'm trying to say here? It's not about age. Someone will be able to correct you. You need, I omit the place that is called Memucans. It has to do the Memucans of your life that must speak goodwill of you. It's very important. I'm going to touch it on Sunday. But who is this person that that will be able to correct you, tell you at the time that you're supposed to tell you, and then call you back, and you don't even raise nose and say, we are mate. I'm even older than her. I'm 40, she's 39. What is the difference? Praise God. Praise the Lord. And you know, sir, what is he going to tell me? That person that did it. You know what? Experience is the best teacher. The reason why someone that have been in trouble, someone that are married, that her husband have slapped and kicked and stayed there, will be able to counsel you is because she has had the experience. The reason why someone that have been in prison will tell you that it is wrong is because she has been there before. And no, yes, prison is not a good thing. The reason why it because she knows I've done it. When I was doing it, I thought it was right. But now, I was blinded. But now I can see. And I have the opportunity to tell you, don't do this.
Then you'll be able to listen to that person. You don't judge that person with her past. Or with his past. Or with whatever he has gone through. Wisdom is more than money. You don't say, how can you advise me for money? You don't even have money. Let me tell you. The Bible said to me, some, he gave them wisdom to be the teacher. Some are prophet. Some anointing to teach. Some anointing to discern, to know. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen. Somebody that can be able to tell you, you know, that will tell you to adjust yourself. Adjust your hairstyle. Adjust your clothes. For example, some of us, listen, we don't like to be corrected. Most especially wife. Who is your mentor? Who is talking to you? Who is your mirror? You need someone. Talk to your neighbor and say you need somebody. Don't maltreat her. When the road was rough, she was there. And when you become a millionaire, you want to choose another wife. Ha ha ha. She's your memukan. I always say to people now, think twice before you choose. Don't choose and marry and you become rich and you now see that woman that she's not your wife. And it's now when you become, when you are poor, she's your wife. Oh. But now that you've made it, you've now seen a leper shandy and you just want that woman to go and say, they've just told you it's not your wife. No, you must marry her under must. You stay together for better, for worse. Praise the name of the Lord. She must speak well of you now. Everlasting Father, protector and children. And now you've made it and you are saying that woman is nobody. You are seeking for trouble. She's your memukan. If she talked to God, go back to God and say, this woman, this man maltreated me. I'm telling you, the king is going to hear and take on board a mercy. The Bible says the king listen to what the memukans have said. There's some memukans in your life. They must always speak well of you. If there's a problem coming, if those memukans stand in the gap, let's thank God for women in this house. Hallelujah. That are praying and praying and interceding and decreeing and praying. If your wife, even if you are this and that, if your wife stand in the gap and start to talk to God and say, God, I want you to take this problem out of my husband's life. Heavens will hear. The memukans will speak good of you. She's your memukan. Your partner is your memukan. You must always want what is going to make them to speak well of you. Try your best. Let's try our best. If you dump that woman with children and you go, you can run from people, you can't run from God. Every time she's going through that problem and her mind is bitter, you are in trouble. Every time that man knew that, yeah, you do this intentionally and our mind is sorrowful, you are in trouble. She is your memukan. Try your best to let her speak good of you. And when they say, my husband do this, she will say, you are kidding yourself. Which one? She starts to fight the battle. When the enemy team up against you, she stands in the gap. She started to fast and pray. Good thing. I pray that memukans of your life will speak well of you.
Amen.
If they say, take the position from her, take that car from her, let her know that I'm the one that pray her through to you. The car will be taken. The business will be taken.
Yes.
And that is the reason when you see them, everywhere you go to, they say they are the one doing you. They will do you.
Elijah.
You didn't hear what I've just said. If all the prophets in this world pray, they will see that woman. Let them see in the water. That woman will show. Her face will show there. Because her spirit and her God is doing you. Everything about her is doing you. When you take the key and go and you are going, and it's just following you, and say, ah, let her go. Whatever you do, where you are going, you will come back to me. That is it, oh. That is why women are witch. You are. You are. Praise God. Look for the good of your wife. I'm not joking now. You will see, because when they follow you, you have to beg them. Couple of days ago, I was going like this. I see somebody that want to explode. I don't know what's going on. And then I was there, in Jesus' name. And every time I want to fight, I was saying, you want to fight with me? Yes, I said, me. It's you that want, I'm not fighting with you. And you know, when you are rebuking somebody, he was telling me, I'm not going to fight with you. You won't block my blessing. I will not fight with you. Hallelujah! Then he got to a stage, my wing does go down. This guy is seeing me as somebody else now. You know, you just have to push them down. You want the good of your mimicans. You want the word that comes out of their mouth and it's going to bless you. If you want blessing, let your mimicans speak good of you. Praise the Lord. Another one is the runner of your vision. Quickly go and read the second Psalm for me. 15, verse 21. 2 Samuel 15. That is not much. I'll just go through that quickly. 2 Samuel. And the second one is 2 Samuel 17, 27. 2 Samuel 15, 21. We can read 1 to... Second Samuel.
But Ittai answered the king and said,
yes,
as the Lord lives,
as my God lives,
and as my Lord the king lives,
as the Lord the king lives,
surely in whatever place
my Lord the king shall be,
whether in death
or in life,
even there also
your servant will be. God bless you. Sit down, sir. The runners of your vision, may God send you one that will talk like Ittai. When David was saying, let everybody go. I don't want anyone around me now. Let me face this trouble by myself. Let me face this battle by myself. But this man, particular man, says something. He said, I'm not going to go back. Whatever happens to you, happen to me. Wherever my God go, there your servant is going to go. Who are the runners of your vision? They are people like roots in your life. That against all, they are still supporting you. They are your supporter. Even when you are failing, they are standing by you. So come to FOC today. You pass how many churches on the way before you get here? Because you believe in the vision of FOC. That is why you are here. There are some people that are not attached to your vision. No matter what you do, they won't stay with you. No matter how you try, they will leave you. But I pray that people that matter to your vision will come your way. They see you as their ministry. They see you as their vision. They see you as their teacher. They see you as somebody that they can benefit from. When all others are turning against you, they are staying in your life. They are people that are willing to serve you. Like this man, Ittai, he said, I'm ready to serve you. Like the way Ruth said to Naomi, he said, wherever you go, we studied it in the Bible class. He said, wherever you go, I'm going to go. Your people is going to be my people. When you die, I'm going to die. Wherever you die, that is the place I'm going to die. You might think they are stalkers, but they are not. But they are the runners of your vision. You look at yourself and say, what am I giving them? You are not giving them anything. There are people that treat you like royalty. You are not a royal person, but I mean, in the spiritual realm, you are normally, but they see you as their king. They see you. They want to carry your bag. They want to honor you. They want to put you on a high seat. They treat you like somebody that is, and you look at yourself and say, what have I got? And these people are treating me like this. They are the runners of your vision. They have the power to remove limits out of your life. How many of you that knows that sometimes if you are down and you don't see somebody, immediately you are coming, that person is saying, oh, God bless you. Oh, I miss you. Oh, I love you. You look great. You look good. And you have been down before. That word just turn your spirit up. That person has just removed embargo from you. I've just removed frustration out of your life. They are the runners of your vision. They carry your bag. They see you as somebody to be honored. People that want to stand in the gap for you. They want to fight. If anybody wants to fight you, they want to do anything and say, you know what, you can't talk about like that person like that. People that will see you as if they know that their destiny is attached to you. There is something in them that can bring favor, that can make them to be where they're going. They are remote remover. You need them. The seven things you're going to be praying for, that is the sixth one, that you need the runner of my vision. Mark that space in the Bible that Ittai said, I'm not going to turn back. I want to be with you. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. They are the people that will do night vigil for you. On Friday, I hear the people that are doing night vigil praying. They are praying there. I was praying here. They are praying for me. When I'm hearing, I started to cry. I was crying bitterly. Do you even have anybody that is actually lifting you up before the Lord? Runners of your vision that believe that you can do it. Let me quickly talk about the last one. They are the Peninnas of your life. Peninnas. We've talked about the Memucans. We've talked about now the Peninnas of your life. 1 Samuel 1:6. They are the last group, but I'm telling you, they are the best. You need them in your life. How many of you that know Peninnah in the Bible? May God send you some. You didn't say a better amen because you don't know. I said, may God send you some Peninnah in the name of Jesus. Listen, you really need them. If you find 1 Samuel 1, chapter 1, verse 6, read it for me.
An arrival.
Yes.
Also provoked her severely.
She always provoked her severely, not just lightly.
To make her miserable.
To make her miserable.
Because the Lord has closed her womb.
Because the Lord has closed her womb. Her name is Peninnah. Listen, not every time that you pray that you want to talk to God, kill my enemy. I don't want enemy. I don't need enemy, God. You need some people. Did you hear what I said? Praise, can I hear amen? Amen. You need people that will pressurize you. You need critics in your life that will look at your life and say, oh, right here. Look at your life. Zero. You need them. You need people that will look at you and say, we know when we call people women. We know when they call people men. But we don't know who you are because you don't even have a child. Whether you are a woman or a man, we don't know. You need those type of people in your life. Peninnas are the people that will pressurize you into your glory. You need critics. They are the one that will put you on your toes to get to where you are going. You need people that will have red passport and they will flash it around you. They will remind you that you don't have. You need people, listen to me, that some of us, we can't stand when we see people's glory. When some people flash what they have towards you, you get upset. You don't need to. I'm telling you, you don't need to.
You've got to look at them, be happy for them, and keep going on. You need Peninnas in your life. Psalm 23 says, "He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy." Gone are the days when I will pray, let my enemy die. They must not die because they must see the glory of the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said that woman will always provoke her. Will always provoke and Ibadiano Ajibike. Fola Shewa. Oluwa lo she ifumi. Oluwa dami lo lo di me lo di mefa. Oluwa shemi logo number 7. God is so good. I haven't even finished. Oluwa po talenu mo. Oluwa gbogbo fun mi, Oluwa soro mi dayo. And she will keep, and you will be wondering what's going on. But instead of Anna getting really mad and anything, she will go to the altar and say, "God, you can hear what my critics are saying. You can hear what my critics are saying. Listen to me. You don't have to answer them when they are talking. When people look at you and say, you know her, look at her church. Empty seat, you say, you know what? Wait, I will be back."
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.